National Geographic magazine photographer Thomas J. Abercrombie died earlier this week of complications from open heart surgery at the age of 75. He began his career at the magazine in 1956 and remained for 38 years. Former National Geographic editor-in-chief Bill Garrett was there at the start of Abercrombie's career. He says he knew immediately that Abercrombie had the right stuff.
First of all, he was a fantastic photographer. Also, he's a very good writer. And he worked the two together, and that was hard to do.
Abercrombie's work for National Geographic sent him and his cameras around the globe. Bill Garrett says his other talents were just right for the job.
And he was a diver, he's a pilot, he's dealt with Jacques Cousteau. He flew up in Alaska for assignments, and he was an all-around guy.
Abercrombie won a Newspaper Photographer of the Year award as well as a Magazine Photographer of the Year award. He was the first photographer to receive both honors. One of his most famous photos was shot in 1965 in Mecca. Abercrombie captured 250,000 Muslims gathered at the sacred Kaaba from an aerial view. He described the incandescent blue in the photo as an image of cosmic motion. He made four trips to Mecca and became enthralled with the Middle East and Islam. He later learned to read the Quran in Arabic and became a Muslim. Bob Gilka was a picture editor for National Geographic during Abercrombie's tenure at the magazine. He said what set Abercrombie apart was his vast and varied knowledge.
He was a true professional and really, I know it's old-fashioned to use the term, but he was a true Renaissance man.
Abercrombie was also known as an excellent woodworker. At the end of his life, he was building a 26-foot skipjack boat. Gilka says this is just another example of his well-rounded personality.
He was that kind of a complete person that made him so attractive to so many people and friends of so many people.
National Geographic photographer Thomas Abercrombie died at Johns Hopkins Hospital. He is survived by his two children and his wife Marilyn, also a photographer for National Geographic. Thank you.